Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our previous show, we previewed this year's Virginia Film Festival hosted by the University of Virginia. In today's show, we will relive and reflect on the events of this year's festival. This year's Virginia Film Festival, hosted by the University of Virginia, kicked off Thursday evening, October 30th, and featured some 80 films and 100 guests exploring images of immigrants, outsiders, and extraterrestrials. As in years past, the festival included stars and events that will be remembered for years to come. Thursday's opening of Lake City was no exception. The featured guests included the film's writer-directors Perry Moore and Hunter Hill, producers Mark Johnson and Wyman Seed, Sissy Spacek, Lake City's male lead Troy Garrity, and his mother, Jane Fonda. When asked about someone else portraying Troy's mother, Fonda, with the UVA pep band playing in the background, remarked,
"I've seen it a number of times, so I'm used to it now, but I didn't like it at the beginning. That I love Sissy, so it helped the fact that I love and admire her so much."
Lake City is the touching story of a family struggle to cope with tragedy. Garrity described the movie as a wonderful Southern story about a troubled family that has lost the ability to speak with each other, who bridged that gap finally. After the film, festival director Richard Herskovitz led the actors, writer-directors, and producers in a discussion about the film, which included many funny as well as introspective moments concerning the making of Lake City. The story is based upon a family that writer-director Hunter Hill knew as a child. Hill said that in spite of the tragedy,
"The whole point of the movie was that there's hope and healing."
On Friday evening, UVA grad Julie Lynn, along with actor David Morse and director Rodrigo Garcia, introduced Passengers, an exploration of romance and intrigue under the shadow of death. When asked about how he came to be part of the film project, Garcia said,
"I was looking to do something hopefully with a little bit more of popular entertainment appeal and something that I hadn't written. I read the story and I thought it was a good story. I liked the character of Claire."
When asked about his involvement with Passengers, David Morse said,
"The two things about this, first of all, was the script. Then I watched Nine Lives, which I thought was just brilliant. And just the quality of everything about it, the daring and the storytelling and the performances, I just thought it was great. So I thought this is just an experience that you want to be a part of. Rodrigo, I thought, I'm just completely impressed with him."
The Garcia-Lynn team is already working on their next project and is set to include Passengers actor David Morse, who, when asked if he knew about this, joked,
"I just found this out."
Saturday evening, producer and UVA alum Glenn Williamson and writer Megan Holly introduced their film, Sunshine Cleaning. Based on the script that won Holly the Virginia Governor's Screenwriting Award in 2003, Sunshine Cleaning was first premiered at Sundance and will be released by Overture Films this winter. This wonderful, quirky, heartfelt story leads us through the lives of two sisters, Rose and Nora, who start a biohazard removal crime scene cleanup service. As the story unfolds, we find out about the strained and yet loving dynamic that these sisters share, balanced by their father, Joe. When asked where the idea for the film came from, Holly said,
"The kernel of the story really came from an NPR story I heard about two women who started a crime scene cleaning business, and I was really struck by the interview, just how important they felt their job was. They were helping somebody. The more I researched this business, the more I realized how important it is to really honor what they're doing."
And for the fifth year, one of the most popular events at the Virginia Film Festival, the Adrenaline Film Project, came to its culmination Saturday night. The Culber Theater was filled to capacity as 13 imaginative teams vied for the accolades of the judges and audience. The winners' entries included Hail Mary, Girl Powered, Roommate from Hell, and They Will Come for You. For links to expanded articles and movie trailers for these and other film festival events, please visit the Oscar Show podcast blog site by visiting www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, and then select The Oscar Show. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when we will discuss The Response, a special film which examines the turmoil that is the plight of the Guantanamo detainees. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.